From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Situation in Syria deteriorating, says Secretary of State. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the situation in Syria has dramatically deteriorated since the brief oasis of calm that followed a ceasefire agreement in February. Mr. Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Geneva about their renewed efforts to put an end to the fighting in Syria, and then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters.
We don't want to have a deal for the sake of a deal. We want to have something done that is effective and that works for the people of Syria, that makes the region more stable and secure, and that brings us to the table here in Geneva to find a political solution.
Meanwhile, residents of the Damascus suburb of Deraya are fleeing, leaving a community in ruins from fighting. The UN Security Council has unanimously condemned North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, calling it a grave violation of North Korea's international obligations. The strong denunciation was backed by China, North Korea's main ally. The statement blasted North Korea for its diversion of resources to the pursuit of ballistic missiles, while North Korea's citizens have great unmet needs. The statement was approved after several rounds of negotiations with China, which has not agreed to previous drafts, expressing concern for an increase in tensions in the region. North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch on Tuesday was fired from a submarine. The missile flew toward Japan. It was North Korea's first successful launch from a submarine and the most recent in a string of such tests. Police in Bangladesh say they killed at least three Islamist extremists today. Now, that will include the suspected mastermind of last month's deadly attack on a Dhaka cafe filled with foreigners, and he is reported to be among those killed. This is V.